This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has approved four new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
आज चार सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, दो उड़ीसा में, एक पंजाब में और एक आंध्र।
4,594 करोड़ रुपीस के इन्वेस्टमेंट से
2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम, डिजाइन, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, पैकेजिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
Mr. Vaishnaw said, electronics manufacturing has witnessed rapid strides in the last 11 years with 6 times growth and export has increased by 8 times. He said numbers of mobile manufacturing units have reached to over 300 from 2 in the last 11 years. The minister announced that Semicon India 2025 will be organized in New Delhi from the 2nd of next month. It will be a pivotal platform to showcase India's growing capability to build a self-reliant, trusted and globally competitive semiconductor ecosystem. Information and Broadcasting Minister said the government has approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has given its nod for the Tato 2 hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Sri Yomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai today. In a video message at the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. The Prime Minister said over 10 million students are learning STEM concepts encompassing science, technology, engineering and mathematics through hands-on activities in Atal Tinkering Labs.
India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Over 10 million students are understanding STEM concepts through hands-on experimentation in Atal Tinkering Labs. This is creating a culture of a learning and innovation.
Mr. Modi said, India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit. The Prime Minister urged young students and scholars to use imagination and compassion to solve future challenges and improve humanity. Modi affirmed that for India, the sky is not the limit, but just the beginning. He also highlighted that India is a leading country in the terms of women's participation in STEM domains, supported by various initiatives. The Prime Minister highlighted that the country invites young minds from across the world to study, research and collaborate. The Parliament has passed the Income Tax Bill 2025 and the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 with Rajya Sabha returning both the legislations to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Replying to a debate on the two bills in the upper house this evening, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new income tax legislation has been made taxpayer friendly. The Parliament has also passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 with the approval of the Rajya Sabha. Namrata Batra today scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favourite Mengyu Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category this evening. Namrata stormed into the final after a dominant win over the Philippines' Crizan Faith Colado. And that is the end of this news bulletin.